This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Alan Pogenpohl, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurtz 24-hour heavy and light duty towing in Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Morton Buildings in Litchfield, satisfied customers keep them at top. And by St. Louis Regional Airport in East Alton. Here he is. It's Tim Mize.
Thank you, Tobinot.
Alone again.
The lone wolf. Hard to believe, but the regular season for high school football is done.
It is?
It's really? Done. It's
really?
Over.
No.
Finished. They played all 9 games.
Can't be.
It is.
I was booked for 5 games.
Well, maybe you'll get a home topper playoff game if they could spring a road upset next week.
That would be sweet.
Maybe.
That would be sweet.
As Hillsboro and Pena squared off last night at Sawyer Field in Hillsboro, both teams were 4-4, of course, so the winner was in the playoffs. The winner was going home, and Hillsboro got it done last night, 29-15 over the Pena Panthers. There were some anxious moments late in the ball game. We'll be talking to head coach Aaron Duff in about 10 minutes here on WSMI Sports Saturday. So the Toppers are in. Nokomis picked up their 6th win last night, so they are in, and it's a good thing they got the win, because if they would have had to rely on playoff points, they would not have made it. Nokomis wound up with 34 playoff points. Now, the playoff point cutoff wound up being 38. There were several teams with 38 points, and Alton High winds up being the first team missing the playoffs at 5-4. Hillsboro and Vandalia both wound up with 40 playoff points. So the magic number was 38 this year. There are 47 5-4 teams that will be competing in the postseason when it begins next week. 209 teams clinched with at least 6 wins. Then those 47 bursts for the 5-4 squads wound up being the point total of 38 is the cutoff. So Alton Marquette missed out on the postseason as they wind up 5-4, but based on playoff points, they missed out. They only had 35 on the year, and that's why, coaches, if you're not in a league that has all conference games, you always want to try to get that 6th victory. You never want to leave with a chance with playoff points, because the total just keeps going up, up, and up. And it was 38 this year. And joining us on the phone right now is a man who did not have to worry about playoff points, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, Chad Easterday, joining us now. Cavaliers complete an 8-1 regular season. Chad, good morning. How you doing today? Good morning, Chad. How you doing today?
Great. You?
Hey, I cannot complain one bit. Fantastic night of football last night. And, Coach, you had a very nice way to end your regular season, senior night, with a good victory.
Yeah. You know, I saw the kids come out, and we got that stuff over. And those are great ceremonies, and they honor a lot of great people. But sometimes you always worry as the coach on how you will respond and that. And I thought our kids did a great job of getting that done and getting back focused on the game.
Of course, Chad, it was a very unique senior night for you last night with your son, Job, playing his final home game in the regular season. So what were the emotions like for you?
I hate to be a broken record, but, you know, it was pretty cool. I mean, it was neat, and we got down to business afterward. But, you know, everyone asked, I think it'll really settle for me when December rolls around and, you know, when this playoffs happen and get over, and all of a sudden we start the process for next year, and he won't longer be part of that. And I think that will truly be the test for me. But, you know, it was great for Tammy and myself, and my dad was there. He hasn't missed a game in 4 years. So, you know, it was pretty special for us.
It was a special season for you guys as well. You finished up 8-1 on the year. Of course, that only loss on the road at Greenville. That was a great ball game, very competitive all the way through. As you look at your regular season now, looking back on it, Chad, how would you assess it?
I tell you what, I thought our kids did a phenomenal job this year in acceptance and change offensively, and going with it and never looking back. And I think we progressed evenly as throughout the season. So you and I have talked all the time, are you peaking at the right time? And I really think that we are here. And, you know, get a good draw and that sort of thing this evening, and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
I believe you guys set a school record for points scored in the season. But, Chad, as you know, you get into the postseason, you'll go as far as your defense will take you.
Yeah, you're right. You know, that was something we were working on from last year. We'd given up close to 28 points a game last year, and I think we're down to around 21 this year. So, you know, we still aren't. I'd love to be that number, be 14. You know, all those state playoff champions teams are always giving up 14 points. So, you know, there's some improvement there, but we have made some gains there, I think, also.
Chad, as you guys get ready for the playoffs next week, how are you health-wise?
Yeah, we're extremely healthy. We got back our inside linebacker last night. He had a minor sprained ankle, so we're at full strength. And knock on wood, we have not had the injury bug hit us the entire season, actually for two straight seasons. So I'm not sure why that is, and it doesn't really matter why it is, but it hasn't hit us. That's nice.
Chad, take us through kind of the process that you and your football team will go through today and tonight as you wait for the always important draw and seed.
Well, I tell you what, we have a unique situation tonight with the Rotary Parade in town, so we won't do a group thing probably this year. We'll probably just get together quickly at 8:15, just kind of let it come down, and then get our playoff draw and then go from there. So, you know, for us personally, coaches-wise, we get together and kind of try to map it out a little bit, but it's tough. I mean, I don't envy those guys sitting up there in the IHSA trying to figure it out, because they're never going to be right for everyone. That's the first thing. So, you know, I just kind of wait till 8:15, and then due to the technology era that we live in, I mean, everything's done text message and all videos sent online. So the old case scenario where you were having to drive a couple hours possibly to get film and get it uploaded, those days are over for the most part. So it's pretty instantaneous once you get a hold of someone.
And I think at 8-1, Chad, it would be an utter shock if you're not home week one.
I would think so. I would agree with you. You know, we hopefully sealed that deal last night, and that was one of our goals. So, you know, unless something strange happens, and, you know, we're on that 2A, 3A bubble, and it depends on what opinion of who's in and who's out. You know, the 3A quads, if we're going to talk 3A, are going to get a little sticky, because there's a lot of 9-0s, there's a certain group of 9-0s that are clustered together, and a lot of 8-1s that are scattered, and the whole 150-mile rule. So it'd be interesting today to see how all that plays out.
Chad, we always appreciate your time throughout the football season, sir. Enjoy tonight, and we will talk to you on Monday night for the Road to Champaign.
That sounds great. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, and what a range of emotions he had to be going through last night as watched his son, the quarterback, celebrate senior night.
That is always special. And someone in our press box last night brought up an interesting point. Is it better to have the senior night ceremonies held before the game, or do you wait till after the game?
Because
in Hillsboro last night, you had a crowd that it was like playoff atmosphere at Sawyer Field. You go through all the scene, and they deserve their recognition. Don't get me wrong, they do. But kind of like it brought it down a little bit, and then you got to bring it back up. I mean,
I think you want to do it before the game for this simple fact.
Time?
No, if you lose the game, everyone's going to be in a foul mood.
That's
for
true,
senior
too.
Night. And Carl and I talked about this on the Hillsboro broadcast last night. Homecoming is more of a distraction, I think, than senior night. Senior night generally, especially for football, the kids are so focused.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to go because they know this is the last one.
Right.
So, yeah, I think before the game is good. Can you imagine if you lose on senior night? Everyone's going to leave.
Right.
Everyone's going to be in a bad mood. No one's smiling for the pictures. This is no good.
Well, heck, the kicker in Hillsboro didn't even – he was playing Springfield Lutheran. I mean, he had other engagements.
We will be talking to Jason Burke, the Toppers soccer coach, coming up later in the hour here on Sports Saturday, as the Hillsboro boys soccer team lost in the sectional final last night, 1-0 to Springfield Lutheran. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Hillsboro football coach Aaron Duff and get his thoughts on the Toppers. They're playoff bound. Duffy, next.
Kurtz 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield has every major brand of tire for your car or semi. They do complete exhaust work and are a Hertz rental agency. Kurtz Towing can transport your vehicle of any kind and repair it in their complete shop. When you need a tow or a repair, remember Kurtz 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing. 324-2400. Kurtz, just west of Rural King in Litchfield.
GameZone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. GameZone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. GameZone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. GameZone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:15, let's take a look at the weather forecast. It's brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Partly cloudy skies for today. We'll have a high of around 75 degrees. Mostly clear for tonight with a low of around 48. Then for tomorrow, sunny skies. Expect a high of around 70. At 9:16, we have a temperature reading of 62 degrees. The weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
Hey, baseball fans, St. Louis Regional Airport in East Alton, Illinois, wants to remind you that flying is the best way to follow the Redbirds on the road. Even if you're not a pilot, come visit St. Louis Regional's new restaurant, the High Flyers Grill. They have great food and a super view of the runway. The airport also hosts fireworks on the Sunday before the 4th of July. And in September, there's a big fly-in and car show. Check out their website at stlewisregional.com for all the details.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your dream into a reality. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project.
Satisfied customers keep Morton buildings at the top. Call them at 324-2002. That's 324-2002.
So some anxious moments right now for the Hillsboro faithful. They led this game 14-0 and 21-7. It's now 21-15, and Pena has the ball with 3:20 to play in the contest. Zermatka from the gun, straight back in the pocket. He unloads, hangs up in the air, picked off by Mitchell Riddles, intercepted. Here goes Riddles the other way, has blockers inside the 30, brought down. That might do it, folks. Might send Hillsboro to the playoffs. Oh, what a play. And it did send Hillsboro to the playoffs. A big play from Mitchell Reynolds late in that ball game. And joining us on the phone right now is Aaron Duff, the head coach of the Hilltoppers. And, Coach, before Mitchell made that play, I was watching you on the sidelines. You were pacing a bit.
I think I was pacing all night. We were driving there, and we coughed up the ball, and gave them the ball back, and Mitchell came up with a great play. Just listening to it right there, sent chills up my spine there. It was a great, great, feeling for our kids. I'm so proud of them, happy for them, all together, a lot of emotions going through. Our kids deserve what happened last night, and they really worked hard to get there.
Duffy, of course, it was last year the exact same situation at Pena. Didn't go away. You lost 40-0. And I think every high school season, of course, is different. Every game is different. But in this scenario, I think the advantage went to you guys just from the standpoint you had a bad taste in your mouth from what happened last year.
Yeah, the kids actually talked about that this week a little bit, and in the locker room before the game, they mentioned that. And I tell you what, the past 2 weeks, things have come together a little bit. We've played a lot better defensively. We moved the ball fairly well last night. Only threw two passes, but they were both completed. I'll take 100% on our offense every time on the pass. And I tell you, I'm just so happy for our kids. They were very excited last night.
Duffy, Colby Lemon, I mean, that was the definition of putting a team on your back. I mean, he had over 30 carries last night, over 200 yards. What a ball game.
Yes. I tell you what, the little guy has some heart and some pride. In our offense, we've got several kids that can carry the ball, and from game to game, what comes open, what's working, and then one kid takes it on his back, whether it be Twitty, Deming, McCaslin gets in there, and then Lemon. And then after Twitty, couldn't come back in the game, Kobe just took it. And I think he ended up with 43 carries. I think after the game, somebody told me, I was like, oh, man, I might have killed him.
Well, he got up a little slow at the end of the third quarter, and he was stretching out into the fourth, but you could just tell he wasn't coming out of that game.
Yep, no. I actually went out one time and said, you tired? He goes, nope, can't be. Can't be. So, yeah, like I said, I thought we played a really good ball game.
We talked about the Mitchell Reynolds interception, but Duffy, he had a couple of huge defensive plays besides that pick, a couple of great open field tackles. Then he laid a hit, de-cleated someone for Payne. I thought he just had a sensational defensive game.
Yes, he did. I tell you what, we played some good defense last night. There was another big play, fourth and real short that we stuffed Payne on that gave us the ball back. And then we made some good open field tackles. Alex Hilt, who sealed it at the end with the interception, we call him Stonehands, and it's for a reason. But for some reason, man, he came up with that play last night and caught that football. So the kids wanted it, and if we can play like that, it's a good thing to watch.
And really, Pena did what they did last night on two big plays, two long touchdown plays. Other than that, you guys really did stuff them up. But you controlled the ball. I mean, you basically had the ball the whole first half.
Yeah, and our coach McDonald he coaches our offensive defensive line, and he said last night, he goes, hey, when you can control the clock like that and methodically move down the field, your offensive line's doing the job, and they really did.
Well, Duffy, you guys are in the postseason, and I know you don't care who you play or where you go.
Nope, don't care. We're in. We got another week to have some fun and play football, and our seniors get another chance, another week of playing high school football.
Duffy, what is it like for you coming home now? You've taken the Toppers back to the playoffs for the second time. There's been some trying times between these playoff appearances.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we maybe have not had the most talented teams. I still think over those years we've competed in games. And this year, we also competed with the upper teams in this conference. So it feels really good, after going for a little bit of a dry spell. I know I feel better today. it's just very nice.
And Duffy, making the playoffs, now you won't have to have nightmares about that Vandalia Hail Mary over and over and over.
I tell you what, man, where you had to bring that up. I told the other coaches, there's three games I've got coaching over 20 years now, and that Vandalia game is one of them that was going to haunt me, and I'm glad we came out with a win last night.
That Columbia-Greenville game is probably on that list too, isn't it?
That's the top.
Yeah. I was there for that one, Duffy. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was a heck of a game. Yeah, Coach Van Giesen I was at Greenville, but Coach Van Giesen was at the game, and he tells me he gives me a lot of trouble over that for not going for two in double overtime.
Well, hey, it's easy to do that when the kick gets blocked.
Yeah.
If you would have known that was going to happen, you would have gone for two.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Other than Gavin, how's the team doing, though, injury-wise?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. I talked to Gavin's dad via text this morning. They got him stitched up. He had a pretty big cut on his arm. We're not sure how it happened, either from a helmet face mask or a snap, but he got sliced open pretty good. He said he's all stitched up, and he's in no pain. He's ready to go for next week. So
it was the grass blades out at Sawyer Field. That's what did it.
Well, look, that's better than the alternative, because when you saw him go to the locker room and then come back out without his helmet, normally that's a sign of something else. So it's good that it was just stitches.
Yep. Yep, just stitches in his arm. No muscle damage or anything like that. It didn't look very good, but they got him all stitched up, and we'll probably just hold him out of practice a lot, just some, you know, keep him in conditioning, and hopefully be ready to go for either Friday, Saturday, wherever we play.
Duffy, congratulations on your playoff berth. We always appreciate your time on Saturday mornings, and we will talk to you Monday night on the road to Champaign.
All right, sounds awesome, and thanks to you guys.
All right, Aaron Duff, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, victorious last night in a must-win game over Pena. They got it done, 29-15. Let's run down some of the other scores from last night, week number 9. You heard Chad yesterday talking about Carlinville's victory. They defeated Litchfield 64-20. Staunton defeated Gillespie 41-24, so the Miners wind up 0-9 in Don Borgini's final season on the sidelines. Greenville, another perfect season. They defeated Vandalia 42-13. Roxana over Southwestern 45-32. So in the South Central Conference, Greenville, Carlinville, Roxana, Hillsboro, and Vandalia will all play in the postseason. In the Prairie State last night, Nokomis punched their postseason ticket. They defeated Wood River 42-8. Alton Marquette over Mount Olive 48-8, but the Explorers missed the playoffs on points. And Pawnee, a forfeit victory over Metro East by the score of 1-0. So Prairie State representatives in the playoffs, Pawnee and Nokomis. In the Sangamo Conference last night, North Mac picked up win number 3 over Porta 59-16. Auburn all over Pittsfield 47-3. Pleasant Plains defeated Athens 27-21. And Williamsville remained perfect on the year as they downed Riverton 41-6. So from the Sangamo Conference, Williamsville, Pleasant Plains, Auburn, and Athens into the postseason. Back to the Prairie State Conference, Nokomis started the season 0-3. And then a 6-game winning streak to close it out to punch their playoff ticket. And joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Skins, Gabe Cesaretti. And you know what, Tobin? I think we've got a bad phone line connection on line number 1. So what we're going to do is hold off on Gabe for a moment, call him back on a different line. We're going to take a break here on Sports Saturday. We're going to get a better connection with Gabe Cesaretti. We will talk to the head coach of Nokomis when Sports Saturday rolls on following these messages.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
If you're planning a Halloween party for your ghouls and goblins, be sure to invite nutritious farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. For a chip or vegetable dip, try Prairie Farms French onion dip, or create your own with fresh Prairie Farms non-fat sour cream. Wash it all down with plenty of Prairie Farms milk, chocolate milk, and 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. For party treats that are delicious and ghoulishly good for you, taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Back on WSMI Sports Saturday. We will have Fighting Illini football coming up at 10 o'clock this morning here on FM 106. And joining us now on the telephone, the head coach of Nokomis, Gabe Cesaretti. And Gabe, thank you for a few minutes of your time here this morning. And win number 6 was critical because the points wouldn't have got it done for you.
Good morning, guys. And you're correct. And I just want to say I'm proud of these guys, and you know, I told them last night that, you know, I've seen a lot of teams that would have started 0-3 and, you know, packed it in for the year and thought they were done, but they, you know, there was never a doubt in these guys' mind, and never a doubt in mine when I looked in their eyes, and you know, they pulled off 6 in a row, and it's almost like we knew we were going to do it.
Yeah, you were very confident about that early in the season, and when you start 0-3, you have no margin for error at that point, so in a way, you guys were kind of playing playoff football ever since that 0-3 start.
Correct. And, you know, we kind of knew that. We didn't really talk about it a whole lot, but we kind of knew in the back of our head that, you know, every week's going to be a playoff game now. And, you know, these guys were inexperienced at the beginning of the year, and you just kept seeing them get better and better and better. And practice during the week, practices kept getting better, and, you know, their leadership showed up, and You know, these seniors led us down the road, you know, to the playoffs. And, you know, like I said, I couldn't be more proud of this morning.
Of course, you toughened your schedule up at the start of the season for Week 10 and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, those first few games are going to, you know, make us stronger down the road. You know, I think it has already. And, you know, we're going to see more teams like that. And so now we can say, you know, we played teams just like that. And, you know, we'll take that experience, learn from it. And, you know, they know what they got to do all week to practice for a good team. And hope it pays off for us.
Gabe, is there one area of your football team that improved maybe more than another area from Week 1 to Week 9?
I would say, I mean, our defense really, you know, found something right around Week 3. And has played great football, you know, physical, and you know, stopping the run really well the rest of the way out. I mean, like I said, the defense has played great, and our quarterback Glenn Tester has really come a long ways. You know, because you know he came in as a senior quarterback, but really hasn't had any snaps at the varsity level come into the year, and you know we had trouble throwing the ball early on. You know, like I said, we played some better teams too, but his confidence grew. And, I mean, he's throwing such a good ball right now that helps us out. You know, we like to run the ball, but, I mean, with him, with the improvements he's made over the year, you know, we feel confident we need to throw the ball now. And he's really come a long ways, and, you know, I'm proud of that guy.
Gabe, you guys obviously lost a lot from last year's club. You've been in the playoffs a number of times now. I guess as you prepare this week, what will be the message to your club?
I just think, I mean, I hope they're confident in themselves. I mean, they're playing good football right now. You know, we've played some of the better teams, you know, on our schedule. I hope that just no matter where we go, no matter when it's going to be, we got to feel confident. I mean, we're playing good football, and, you know, I feel like we can take on anybody anywhere. And I don't think I need to tell them that much. They know that, I think, you know, just by watching them and see what they do. They're feeling good about themselves, and they should be. So I'm really just going to be, you know, anybody, anywhere. We think we can compete with anybody right now.
Gabe, you guys probably will be on the road at 6-3 in the first round of the playoffs. Sometimes that's not all bad, being on the road in Week 1.
No, I mean, we've had that experience before too, and these guys, especially these seniors, you know, they've been in the playoffs 4 years in a row now, and they've been on the road, they've been at home, so. I think they'll be ready for anything. They've played Saturday games this year, you know, of course, Friday night. So I don't think anything will come as a shock to them. They'll be prepared, and, you know, they'll work hard all week. They know what it takes. They've seen the guys before them do the same thing. So this group's ready to go.
Yeah, that's a real nice indication of what type of program you have at Nokomis when you can have a group of seniors all the way through high school and make the playoffs all 4 years.
Yeah, we talked about that last night, too. There's not, you know, not a ton of classes are here that could say that. And, you know, they're one of the select few that's never experienced anything but a playoff year. And, you know, it's hats off to them because they've done the work. And, you know, they, like I said, they watch the guys in front of them and they know how to prepare for the season. And, you know, they learned and now they're showing the way. And, you know, just a good day for them.
Gabe Cesaretti, the head coach of Nokomis, playoff bound. Gabe, we always appreciate your time on Saturday mornings, and we will talk to you Monday night on the road to Champaign.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Gabe Cesaretti from Nokomis picked up their sixth win last night over Wood River by the score of 42-8. We'll have Fighting Illini football coming up 10 o'clock here on WUSMI FM 106. The Illini will be hosting Minnesota this morning in Big Ten play. Live coverage top of the hour here on WUSMI.
Is that a win?
For Minnesota? Yeah.
Oh. I was going to say for the Illini.
Oh, well, hey, anything's possible.
It's homecoming for them,
never
too,
know.
Isn't it?
Probably.
It sounds about right.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. The Big Ten has not been kind to the Illini as of late.
You went over the standings for the South Central Conference and the team. Roxana is that team that kind of came out of nowhere to get in. I mean,
if
I don't
remember,
even know where they came from, but my word.
If you remember last year, though, they were young, and they really played some good football the second half of last season, and you kind of had a sense that they were going to be that sleeper team, I guess, if you want to use that term, coming in to this year, and they delivered on that. They wind up 7-2, their only losses to Greenville and Carthenville. So,
and if I'm not mistaken, not to interrupt, they gave Greenville everything they
gave Greenville
needed.
A good ball game.
They gave Greenville everything they got.
You remember, they played Carthenville week one, and it was tied at 40 at the half.
Wow.
And then Carthenville shut them out in the second half and was off and rolling. But, yeah, the Shells had a very good year, and they'll be looking to make some noise in the postseason. We need to get to a break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We'll come back. We'll continue to talk about high school football as well as boys soccer as the Hillsboro Hilltoppers lost last night in the sectional final to Springfield Lanphier. We'll be talking about that, or Springfield Lutheran, I should say. We'll be talking about that as the hour rolls along.
Born and raised here, Andy Menar is a product of our public schools and local community. Menar knows that a good education is the key to a bright future, and good schools attract employers who want to create new jobs here, so our kids don't have to leave just to find work. One of the toughest issues we face in Illinois is fair funding for our schools, and Andy Menar will not run from the issue. That's why Andy Menar championed bipartisan legislation to make sure our kids and schools get their fair share. One thing is for sure, Andy Menar is one of us. He knows what is important for us. Working hard, being accountable and honest, and working together to get things done. Whether it's our kids' education, making sure our roads and infrastructure are maintained and improved, and working for new jobs. We need to make sure we have people in Springfield who bring common sense approaches to address the challenges our state faces. And Andy Menar is that person. Andy Menar for State Senate. Our voice, our fights. Paid for by Illinois Farm Bureau Activator.
We are back on WSMI Sports Saturday. We run down some other scores from around the state last night. Non-conference action. Greenfield Northwestern picked up their seventh win. They defeated Concord Triopia 24-20. Carrollton completed their perfect regular season over Jacksonville route 56-0. Hamilton all over Calhoun 58-18. Brown County downed Pleasant Hill 30-12. North Green blanked Minden Unity 42-0. And Camp Point Central blanked Winchester 49-0. So again, 209 teams have clinched their playoff berth. 47 are remaining, but the points have been released. And the cutoff wound up being 38 points. One team with 38 points made it in. Algonquin Jacobs, the only team with 38 points to make it in, and then a couple of 39-point squads, and then a host of teams with 40 playoff points. So really, 40 playoff points was kind of the magic number again this year, although one 38 team did get in. So the pairings will be announced tonight, and then we'll have the Road to Champaign coming up for you Monday night, live at 7:04 here on WUSMI FM 106, and we will be talking to our playoff-bound coaches Monday night on the Road to Champaign here on WUSMI FM 106. As we switch gears for a moment to boys soccer in the sectional championship last night at Raymond, the Toppers saw their season come to a close, a tight battle as they fell to Springfield Lutheran 1-0. So a great season for the Hillsboro soccer team comes to a close in the sectional championship. In 2A boys soccer regional finals, Jersey defeated Triad 1-0. Mattoon defeated Charleston 2-0. Rochester defeated Glenwood 1-0. And Breeze Mater Dei fell to Waterloo 2-1 in 2A regional championship soccer scores from last night. Back to football for a moment. Did you see the SHG Rochester score? 56-13, Sacred Heart Griffin pounds Rochester. What, the four-time defending state champion Rockets wind up with two losses in the regular season, but 56-13. It's been a long time since Rochester's been handled like that.
Wow.
Of course, SHG defending state champions as well. Father versus son. Mm. And in this case, it was father beating son badly.
It'll set up for a nice Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Can you pass the potatoes? No.
No. Can you run up the score? Yes.
Well, hey, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Hey, in Major League Baseball news, you remember when Adam Wainwright was struggling in the playoffs?
A little bit, a little bit.
Yeah, and you know how the Cardinals came out and said, he's fine physically. There's nothing wrong with him. Yep, he won't need any type. They said he won't need any type of procedure at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Once again, the Cardinals medical staff fail.
Oh, no.
As Adam Wainwright has had what they deem a minor procedure on his right elbow.
That means Tommy John.
Hopefully not. It was an arthroscopic procedure that trimmed a small piece of cartilage from Waino's right elbow.
Hmm.
It's always minor surgery to the person not under the knife.
I wouldn't have told that. I mean, the last game he pitched, he was on. I mean,
He
was good his last game.
But that probably gives a little insight as to why his dominance wasn't there as normal in October.
But if having this minor procedure gets him ready for spring training and ready for the regular season, then it's bonus.
Well, no, I'm saying if he needed the procedure, he needed it.
Yeah.
But they said he was going to need nothing.
Yeah.
Well, he got something. No.
It's politics. You know, you have to smoke screen.
He's thrown so many innings over the last 3 years. Hopefully,
I mean, he can hold up. You covered the story. What they told you, and they've told me a couple times. You know, there's not. We can't confirm or deny, but there's nothing to see here.
Right.
That's basically what they did.
That is basically exactly what they did. You are 100% correct.
Of course I am.
Oh. Whoa. Don't big league me now, Tom.
No. World Series has been pretty good.
Yes, it is. The Kansas City Royals are 2-1 lead. They picked up a 3-2 win last night in San Francisco to seize control of the series, and they're guaranteed of worst-case scenario going back and closing it out in their home ballpark.
I'll tell you what, that's going to be a tough place to go back to because you can tell Kansas City hasn't had playoff baseball in over 29 years. You can just can just tell it. They're ready to rock and roll.
The Giants are going to go with Ryan Vogel's song. They contemplated briefly going with Madison Bumgarner, who's been flat-out unhittable here in the postseason, but they're not going to do it. They're going to go with Vogelsong, down 2-1.
See, I was surprised on that one. I thought you were going to say Lincecum, because he normally is on in big game scenarios.
Yeah, but he has not been around too much in this postseason. He's hurt right now.
Hurt
his back, but he's not the same pitcher he was.
Oh, no.
3-4 years ago.
Mm-mm.
He didn't even play in the NLCS against the Cardinals. Didn't appear in one game.
That's incredible right there.
The freak.
And then, let's see, what else? A lot of news in baseball. You got the World Series going on. Joe Maddon opts out of his contract with Tampa.
He's going to wind up the Dodgers manager.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because the old Tampa GM, that's where he went.
Right. I wouldn't, or executive or whatever.
Whatever he was.
Yeah.
The guy who put the whole thing together down there.
Yeah.
Why Tampa Bay became good.
It's going to be a long, long next year for me.
You are a loyal Tampa Bay fan.
Well, you know, I don't cross the family. When you
one of the
family,
few.
When you have family that works with them, you know,
it's not hard to get tickets.
Them. It's not very hard, but you know, but I think Tampa's going to be in for a. I mean, they still got good talent there, but man, word, Joe was like the brains. He was the guy.
That's right. And, of course, Bruce Bochy, regarded as one of the best managers in all of baseball, finds his squad down 2-1 in the World Series, not going with his ace. He's going to roll with Ryan Vogelsong. So if the Giants win tonight, and then you've got Bumgarner lined up for Game 5, these series, they can flip so quickly, you know. Like,
oh, absolutely.
When the team goes up 1-0, it's like, oh, they're in control, you know. Then all of a sudden Kansas City wins 2-0. It's like, oh, the Royals are in control. But if the Giants win tonight, all of a sudden they've got the best pitcher in the game at the moment, on the mound, at home, with a chance to take a 3-2 lead.
The thing is, your ace doesn't pitch well at home.
That's true. He's much better on the road.
I mean, seriously.
That's right.
So if the Giants win tonight, and then what do you do? Do you throw another pitcher and then say Bumgarner for 6 in Kansas City? Because you know he pitches well on the road?
I don't think they would do that, though, because if you do that, he won't be available at all for a Game 7, potentially.
Well, that's true, too. But, I mean, I'm just...
No, it's a valid point, though.
You got to get the Game 7.
Yeah. No, it's a very valid point. He's not been as good at home as he has on the road, which is weird, because San Francisco is definitely a pitcher's paradise.
Yeah, that ballpark is weird. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. For my money, that's the best ballpark in baseball.
Have you been there?
I haven't been there. I'm just saying, looking at it on television. Yeah. Like, awesome.
I've
been to Pittsburgh. Overrated.
Really?
I think so. Vastly overrated. Oh.
Wow.
I've just said, you know, everyone just slobbers over PNC Park like it's just awesome.
I remember that. You said Washington National Park.
I enjoyed the Washington Park more.
Really?
But yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh, it's a nice park.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the way people talk about it, you'd think it was vintage Yankee Stadium.
It's not.
No. It's like a great view of the city. Yeah, but it's Pittsburgh. You know, it's not a great view of Manhattan or downtown Chicago. I'm looking at Pittsburgh here, people. Pittsburgh.
That's true.
Eh.
That's true.
To each their own, though.
Yeah.
To each their own. But San Francisco, beautiful.
One of my items on my bucket list is I want to see a ball game in every ballpark. That would be That would be cool.
It's a pretty good bucket list. I know. A lot of people have that list. That's hard to do.
It is. I mean, and it's a lot of M-O-N-E-Y. But.
Yes, it is. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We'll come back with more following these messages.
Teamwork Rehab, physical therapy at Hillsborough Area Hospital can provide you with all the services you need for living well, working effectively, and playing at the top of your game. We specialize in aquatic therapy, work hardening and conditioning, phase 3 cardiac rehab, orthopedic and sports rehabilitation, custom splinting and orthotics. Let our team of all licensed professionals meet your speech, occupational, and physical therapy needs at any of our 3 convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsborough, and Nokomis. Give us a call at 532-4160. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital.
Since 1899, 4 generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:45, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Partly cloudy skies for today. We'll have a high of around 75 degrees. Mostly clear for tonight with a low of around 48. Sunny skies for tomorrow. Expect a high of around 70. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies and cooler. There is a chance for some rain Monday evening and Tuesday. Highs will be in the 60s, the lows will be in the 40s. At 9:46, we have a temperature reading of 62 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in 1 minute.
Hey, baseball fans, St. Louis Regional Airport in East Alton, Illinois, wants to remind you that flying is the best way to follow the Redbirds on the road. Even if you're not a pilot, come visit St. Louis Regional's new restaurant, the High Flyers Grill. They have great food and a super view of the runway. The airport also hosts fireworks on the Sunday before the 4th of July. And in September, there's a big fly-in and car show. Check out their website at stlewisregional.com for all the details.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way. Grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
The football playoffs begin next week, and as we saw a year ago with Staunton's magical ride to the state championship game, just get in. Doesn't matter if you're 9-0 or 5-4. Heck, even 4-5 as a conference champion. Just get in, become one of the 256 teams, and you never know what could happen. We'll have the Road to Champaign coming up Monday night, live at 7:04 here on WQSMI FM 106. We'll be talking to all of our playoff-bound coaches, and by that point in time, they will have looked at the tape. They will have a practice under their belt as well, so we'll be able to get some nice thoughts from our playoff-bound coaches on the Road to Champaign Monday night, live at 7:04, right here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WQSMI FM 106. In case you were curious, 23 teams wound up 9-0 this year. I really thought it might have been a larger number than that, but 23 9-0 teams, and then a host of 8-1 squads. Not nearly as many 7-2 teams as you might have thought around the state this year, but just found it very interesting. Not nearly as many undefeated teams. Actually, 25 9-0 teams, but just interesting nonetheless.
And it takes a lot to get 9-0. I mean, it takes.
It does.
You know.
It does. And I got a lot of paperwork here. There's more 7-2 teams than I was initially thinking. I was confused by that, but 6-3, nice amount of them. There was quite a few teams last night entered 5-3 and picked up their sixth win. And it's interesting when you look at some of the six-win teams and you start looking at their playoff points, and there's a handful of six-win teams that it's a good thing they got their sixth win because they wouldn't have been in on playoff points. And the Comas fell into that category, of course. And the Prairie State was down a little bit this year in terms of some of the non-conference opponents and the bottom of the league. So there wasn't a lot of playoff points to be had in the Prairie State Conference. As a result, Alton Marquette is left on the outside looking in. Bad day for Alton. Marquette's out, and Alton High winds up being basically the first team out. And joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers, Pat Rentz. Pat, good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We're good. We always appreciate your time on Saturday mornings. You've completed season number two now at the helm of Litchfield. And I guess, Pat, this was one of those years, learning experience for everybody?
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that's fair to say. You know, like you said, year two for me, so I'm still learning, and I think as the team looks back, I don't think anybody would say that we were where we wanted to be or executing where we wanted to be. But that's a good thing. I don't think you ever want to go out there and be satisfied or content, you know, with where you're at. You want to always be striving to get better, and so that's kind of where we're at.
And Pat, sports, it really does come down to just execution. And you guys, early in games we've seen this year, just made some early mistakes that were hard to overcome.
Sure, it's kind of one of the coaching cliches in football. You know, you got to play four quarters, and that was kind of an Achilles heel for us at times because we were able to execute and shut people down and move the ball down the field and put points on the board. It was doing that for four straight quarters that was kind of became the challenge. So,
Pat, you guys had a nice group of seniors led by Ryan Howard. Just kind of talk about the emotions that were in the locker room last night.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's always tough, saying goodbye to your seniors. You know, knowing that it's their last game. And you know, I think, and of course I'm probably a little biased, but I think there's something special about football, and I think one of the things that is really unique about the game of football is after school, and some of them may go on and hopefully play some college ball, but there's not many opportunities to play organized football once you're done with high school football. You know, I mean, you can play in some basketball leagues and intramural activities here and there, or pickup games here and there, three-on-threes, and you can get in softball leagues and do this and that. But with football, there's not many more opportunities to play organized football. And you could tell, I mean, we had a group of guys that love the game of football, love each other, and love playing. And so that's kind of, it's tough. It's a lot of emotions, like you said.
And love of the game, you really find out who loves the game when maybe the win-loss record isn't where you would like it to be,
absolutely.
Especially in practice.
That was talked about a lot, you know. We come out, we want to win, no doubt about it. At the same time, you know, if that's the only reason you're there, then we should have packed it in and just forfeited, you know, the rest of the season weeks ago when we were out of the playoffs, you know. But we've got guys that love playing the game and want to go out there each week and compete and fight. And so that's good stuff.
I know as a coach, Pat, you're always spinning things forward. Where do you see the Litchfield football program a year from now?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. I mean, that's certainly going to be on our minds now here pretty quick. I think we've got some key people and key pieces returning. So I definitely think there's something to build on. There's so many aspects to building a team, you know, and something we even just kind of briefly introed with the guys last night post-game. You know, that off-season for you young guys starts now, you know, whether it's getting bigger, faster, and stronger in the weight room and taking care of our schoolwork in the classroom, making sure we're eligible. You know, all those things go into building that successful program, and we can't just wait for week one next week or next year. You know, we gotta start preparing now. So,
and you will have to be replacing, of course, your quarterback next season. Do you have any idea what direction you might go, or is it just way too early to tell?
In terms of personnel?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a couple of options there. You've got David Seabaugh, who was a junior this year, so he would be a senior next year. He has played some quarterback, kind of a backup role this year. Connor Simmons has also played some quarterback in his past. And then at the underclass level this year, we had freshman Chase Lauderdale and freshman Devin Bowden. So we definitely have some options to kind of look at as we move forward.
Talk a little bit about Connor Simmons, if you would, Pat. This kid, he's just a pure athlete.
Not bad, huh?
Not bad at all.
He's a workhorse for us, and we've got several of them on the team, but he's one of those guys that is just in love with the game. Loves the physicality of it. You know, every part that comes with it, he embraces and loves it. And you know, I think I'll tell you what. It's kind of nice to have him for another year because he's been playing varsity football now for 3 full years, which is kind of hard to believe. So I know there's been some coaches saying he's a senior this year, right? Well, no, he'll be back. So
yeah, when kids play as a freshman, it seems like they're there forever.
Yeah, I'm certainly not complaining here, but I also know that on the other end, you've got some of those kids from the other teams that you're thinking, man, they had to have graduated by now. So.
Pat, we always appreciate your time on Saturday mornings, sir, throughout the football season, and we look forward to hopefully maybe having you in studio Monday night for the Road to Champaign.
Yeah, we have a conference meeting that night. But we'll have to talk and get something scheduled out there.
Absolutely. I always forget about the conference meeting, the coaches meeting.
That's right, yeah.
The end of the year, what goes on at that meeting?
Some food, a lot of joking around, but then, it's a good time. These guys always compete against one another, so then it's kind of nice to get in once that regular season's out of the way. But you know, then at the same time, the white elephant in the room is always, you know, some of these teams might be matching up here again
right.
in the playoffs, so. It's fun. It's a fun evening.
So there's not exactly a, I guess, a big information sharing of strategies going on because you're right. Potentially could be meeting in the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no secrets or there's no X's and O's put up on the board. That's for sure.
Pat, thank you so much for your time throughout the year, sir. And we'll talk to you very soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Pat Rintz, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers, completing his second year as the Litchfield head coach.
You always have to have food.
Gotta have food. Come on, now.
Food and beverages. So yeah.
It's not a meeting without food.
That's right.
Absolutely.
I wonder what kind of food. Pizza? Or we talk pizza? Do they have FEMA's catered in or Milana's catered in?
Who knows? All the above, maybe.
It could be.
You know, a lot of coaches.
That's true.
Hungry coaches.
And a lot of great food around this area, yeah, too.
No shortage of that.
Uh-uh.
We will have the Road to Champaign coming up Monday night, 7:04, here on WSMI FM 106. We'll talk to our playoff-bound coaches, get their thoughts on week number 10. And the football season always goes so fast. We always talk about it week one. It'll be over before we know it. It always coincides, of course, with the start of school. Now, all of a sudden, here we are. Fall has arrived, and 256 teams will begin the quest next week on the Road to Champaign.
Basketball starts, then we're worried about ice and that one other word that I don't really want to mention, but, you know.
Oh, it'll be holiday tournament basketball time.
Like next week.
Before we know it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So. Well, Darren Deneve sent out his girls basketball preview
the
other day. It's time.
Do we need to call him? We're out of time.
Oh, don't worry. He'll get enough airtime coming up once basketball season starts.
I'm sure he's
no shortage of airtime for
Darren. I'm sure he's listening
Darren.
Right now.
Oh, I'm sure he is. I'm sure my phone will be blowing up shortly.
Do we need to tell David congratulations?
I would think we would.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's
as David and Courtney have had their baby. So yes, congratulations, Lincoln Jenkins. And we had a little thing here, a little pool at the station to see who could predict like the date of birth and the weight and the height or the length.
Take the NCAA tournament. Now you take this.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right. I won the date. I correctly forecasted the birth date of October 22nd. Missed the other things, but I got the birth date right.
No, oh, that's the main thing.
That's right.
That's the main thing.
So congratulations to David and Courtney Jenkins on the birth of their first child. Very exciting time.
Hopefully David will be back on the program soon, but he's got bigger things to worry about.
We will
about
have
right
David
now.
In studio Monday night on the Road to Champaign.
He will be back.
He will be back. He got permission from the missus, and he's been allowed out of the house.
You don't have that luxury. I mean, I got to watch how I say this. My wife could be listening.
Careful there now.
Yeah, no.
Careful now.
Oh, yeah.
She let you off the leash this morning. That's always dangerous.
I know.
Always dangerous.
That's scary. That's like me running doing PA without a script.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We don't need that.
That's right.
We got Fighting Illini football coming up in 60 seconds here on FM 106. What a great high school football season it was. We want to thank all of our coaches who joined us throughout the year here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We always appreciate them giving us their time here on Saturday mornings. We'll have the Road to Champaign Monday night, 7:04 here on WSMI FM 106. The playoffs start next week. Coming up, Fighting Illini football hosting Minnesota here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. This is WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. For Tobinat, I'm Tim Mize. Have a great sporting weekend, everybody.